my personal definition of success, if I were to not take society's notion, is the continual journey of better understanding myself. There is a joy of having this epiphany one day of realizing something new about myself that I hadn't been able to explain for maybe the last couple of days or maybe even the last couple of years. Being able to notice that I'm constantly evolving and notice that there are some beliefs I had about myself that are now outdated and now I'm discovering these new beliefs is really exciting. And I know that journey is going to happen for the rest of my life. Welcome to Bamboo and Glass, where we discover the abundant possibilities of who we can choose to be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Tan.
And I'm the other co-host, Sophia. Thank you so much for joining us. The date is January 1st, 2023. And this episode, we want to take a moment to reset and reintroduce ourselves. So Tan and I have been long distance friends for almost 10 years, and we met through a mutual friend online. And this was back in 2013, where it was pretty unusual to grow such a close and meaningful friendship over the internet. We grew this friendship even though we never lived in the same city or worked in the same city. And throughout the last 10 years, we've always lived in different cities and been a part of different friend circles and activities. However, we were able to still feel really close with each other and uplift each other and raise some of the harder questions that have spurred our growth and curiosity and empathy. And hopefully we have all had that friend who offers us that fresh perspective, that friend who we can rely on to be both empathetic and real with us. All we're doing is moving our conversations to a new digital footprint, which is this podcast.
And our podcast is now kicking off its fifth season. Our seasons are lined up by calendar year, so we're also now going into our fifth year of podcasting. I can't believe it's already been 4 years of amazing conversations, so many different perspectives, and even 100 plus guests. And so you now may be wondering, okay, cool, what do you all talk about? So to preface, I would say that Sophia and I are firm believers that the content and perspectives we share with the world are allowed to reflect our evolving selves. There is a study that concluded that as human beings, we look back on the last 5 years of our lives and we believe that we've changed so much we don't even recognize the person we were before. But still, we somehow believe that in the next 5 years, we'll be almost the same as we are now. So we know that our content from 5 years ago is drastically different from the kinds of episodes we put out now. And we want to kind of push against this belief and actually exercise the new belief that we are still going to continue evolving. So I wouldn't say that our content has matured necessarily. I would still use the word evolve to describe our content. And that includes our tagline.
Yes, so this season we are embracing discovering the abundant possibilities of who we can choose to be. And this tagline really resonates with me because when I look back on my favorite conversations with loved ones and with podcast guests, my favorite conversations are the ones that show me that I'm not confined to the expectations that others have placed on me or the expectations that I've placed on myself. In fact, I have the exciting opportunity to choose who I want to be in my relationships, in my family, in my career, in all aspects of life. This tagline informs the conversations we have and also the guests that we spotlight. Our guests, we've had over 100, like Tan said. Our guests have been friends, strangers we've met over the internet, and even listeners that we've gotten to know over the years. So one topic you'll definitely hear us discuss throughout our podcasting journey is society's notions of success. And in many ways, we reject that. We would actually much rather invite meaningful perspectives that more often come from intimate conversations offline. Sometimes with dear friends, sometimes involving strangers' perspectives that we stumbled on. And with each episode, we hope you come away with a new thought, a new question, and a new action.
In addition to notions of success, we love to cover topics around relationships, career, family, self-development, and mental health, to name a few. We'll end this episode by sharing a couple of episodes out of our 200 plus that we've gotten to record over the last 4 years so that you have a starting point to begin your podcasting journey of listening to Bamboo and Glass. But those are really broad themes I just mentioned. So I think we should talk about who we are individually. So again, my name is Tan. I use she, her pronouns, and I identify as a Korean American. And I'm also the one and only child, daughter to two immigrant parents. I also would say that much of our early friendship, Sophia, has been built upon personality tests. So I want to share with people that I'm an Enneagram 4. And an Enneagram 4 is considered to be the individualist, someone who doesn't like to go with the flow of things. They like to go against the grain. And I would say that's been a big theme throughout my whole life. On the career front, I have worked in both tech and film. I have worked as a software engineer. I've also been very passionate about UX design. And I also, in film, have been a writer, director, and a producer primarily. What I love about these two industries and what it's taught me is that tech, I love the systems and processes that tech focuses on, and that has really informed my own personal life and how I should go about setting up systems and processes for myself. In film, I love the heartfelt emotional discussions that come up from the content that's put out. Content that involves, again, underrepresented perspectives that we may not think about on a day-to-day basis, but once we see proof or a visual representation of that, it spurs conversations with our loved ones based on a shared experience of watching that show or film. And so from there, I would say that my personal definition of success, if I were to not take society's notion, is just the continual journey of better understanding myself. I think that there is a joy of having this epiphany one day of realizing something new about myself that I hadn't been able to explain for maybe the last couple of days or maybe even the last couple of years. And so being able to notice that I'm constantly evolving and notice that there are some beliefs I had about myself that are now outdated and now I'm discovering these new beliefs is really exciting. And I know that journey is going to happen for the rest of my life. And that is something that's really exciting for me. But I also have walls that come up, and my walls tend to come up, and you'll probably hear this in the podcast too, and it usually has to do with this feeling of not having any agency in my life, whether it's instances of my parents deciding to move cross country and me feeling like I didn't get a say in that, or people choosing decisions that really don't affect them and mainly primarily affect me. Those are situations where I am still finding a way to better articulate how I feel in those moments and also break down those walls so that I can be more empathetic and be more curious and also find those win-win situations with other folks.
Ooh, what a great intro. As your friend and podcast host of over 4 years, I also want to highlight a couple other things about you that maybe you don't always see in yourself. I'll start by highlighting my perspective as a friend and then later my perspective as a podcast co-host. As a friend, anyone who knows Tan or has the blessing of having Tan in their lives knows that Tan really uplifts you and supports you very tangibly in a journey of something that matters to you. Whether that is, I really want to learn about a whole new industry, I don't really know how to break into that industry, Tan will offer her friendships, her ideas, her reflections, her amazing questions to help you decide whether that's for you. As your podcast co-host, something so special about Tan and like the secret magic, secret sauce to Bamboo and Glass's success is that Tan is really willing to look beyond what is conventionally done with podcasting and to try new things. We've listened to a lot of podcasts and there are a lot of patterns that we see in other podcasts that we've decided to break ourselves. And so many of the ideas for guests, for topics, for formats comes from her creativity and just your, I don't know, her, your, I guess I'm addressing you, comes from your creativity and your willingness to try new things, even if we have no idea if they're going to be successful. Another reason we've been able to do this for 4 years is that our definition of success for a podcast, in my own words, would be for this podcast to be a way for us to continue having the conversations that we care about. Mm-hmm. And we can do that in many different ways. And sometimes we have to evolve our podcast in order to support that personal goal of ours.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciated hearing all of that. Okay, who are you, Sophia? I want to hear what you have to say about yourself. And I'll also jump in.
Okay, well, I love the format that you just put out. So I am Sophia. I use she, her pronouns. I'm Chinese American and I am the oldest child of three. And we've had a lot of episodes talking about that comparison of Tan being an only child and me being the oldest daughter in an immigrant family. And like Tan, I'm also Enneagram type 4. And we have a whole episode that I'll link below about why this commonality was so fun for us to discover. I work as a product manager in tech, and my personal definition of success, I would say after I heard your definition of success of, you know, the continual journey of better understanding yourself, I would say mine is actually pretty similar. And I would also add this continual journey of helping the people that I love understand themselves and be the best version of themselves. Mm-hmm. And I guess another definition of success would be creating whole new opportunities to put my passions and my skills to use in helping other people. Mm. Ooh, when do my walls come up? This is something new that I'm exploring or figuring out about myself, but I think a recent theme is me feeling really angry when things are unfair. Mm. How do I define unfair? Not quite sure yet, but I've just started noticing this pattern, and maybe we'll unpack that more during this season.
I think I did hear you in one episode in the last season talk about how you hate it when things are unfair, and that was my first time hearing you talk about that. And so I'm really excited to get to see these conversations unfold and you maybe also better defining what unfair means to you and maybe even having a whole episode about why you feel that's unfair and what would fairness mean even in this world and day and age. I loved your intro. There's a lot of things that I would want to highlight about you that our listeners should know. I know you mentioned that for me, something you admire about me is being able to support my friends and loved ones in their pursuit of their passions or pursuit of what they love. I would say you kind of go above and beyond in your generosity. I have seen you countless times bring your energy, bring your thoughtfulness, bring your questions as well to all sorts of people, whether you're close to them or you're not close to them. And that is something that kind of generosity does not, I feel like, exist on a day-to-day basis. And I know that there's sometimes maybe a sense of obligation and duty you have to that, but I also think that might be inherent to who you are and it's a big strength that you have. And so that's something that you have been so gracious about, especially when we bring on guests who I have a personal connection with and you are meeting for the first time. You're always so excited to meet them. You're so excited to hear their perspectives and you are the perfect hype woman in any situation. As a friend, I've heard other friends tell me that when they hear the podcast or interact with you, that you are a ride or die friend. And I completely agree with that. I don't know. I just think that it's something that we don't celebrate as much because friendships ebb and flow. There's sometimes distance and closeness. And I appreciate that this podcast has provided a space of accountability for us to stay in touch even more frequently than we had ever stayed in touch in the past when we were going to school and starting off our jobs. And so that's something that is a gift for so many of your friends to have you as their friend. And as a podcast host, you are just always so curious. You always amaze me with the kinds of questions you ask people. And the biggest compliment we like to say given on our podcast is when a guest says, oh, that's a really good question. And I feel like a lot of those do come from you. And that's something that is so exciting to get to share a new experience, even for a guest who's been on many, many interviews and many podcasts. So that is a huge strength that you have. And I think people can really look forward to getting to see your generosity in the content that we make this year.
Oh, thank you. Khan is very generous and kind with her affirmations, but every time I hear it, it still makes me feel so warm and fuzzy. And I'm so glad we got to capture it. And I think if you're listening, this is the vibe. This is the vibe of Bamboo and Glass, just hyping each other up.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. What kind of conversations are you most looking forward to having this year?
The first thing that comes to mind is that 2023 is going to be a year of a lot of happy changes or happy culminations of things that we've put a lot of work into. And so there are some ideas of topics that I have, but I'm also excited for the topics that come up very spontaneously because of our life, of something that's happening that we never even planned for or could plan for. So I'm excited for the topics that I can't even think of yet because life hasn't taken me in that direction yet.
Mm, good answer. I am always excited about conversations that, again, stem from content, whether that's on social media, from books, from films and shows. Films and shows I get especially excited about because something that people should know about you, Sophia, is that you're not really a TV or a movie watcher. Mm-mm. And so it takes a lot of energy for you to commit to something like that. Just because that's not something that comes naturally to you. And so sometimes I'll spoil a full ending of something and that's what gets you to go watch the show and film. And while I'm sad that you don't get to experience the spoiler-free, at least we get to have such a deep and thoughtful conversation on the podcast afterwards about that content. And I'm also really excited to see how the world changes this year. I don't know. I think there have been a lot of changes, but also a lot of non-changes over the last couple of years, especially with the pandemic, which has been a majority of our time on the podcast. And I think during that time, we've done a lot of learning and unlearning about ourselves and our beliefs and our thoughts. And I think this year is kind of another, I don't know, it just feels like a big evaluation of, okay, we've established these new beliefs and values for ourselves. Let's really see how those hold up this year.
Yeah, how do those play out?
Yeah, in totally. So many different areas of our lives. So I'm really excited to see how much our minds change and also how much we are actually committing to those values and beliefs that we have either declared internally or also declared on the podcast itself.
Yeah, we have so much to look forward to in 2023. So if you're excited about these topics, if you're excited to get to know us and what's going on in our lives and what we're reflecting on, you will want to hit that follow button to see updates about our new episodes. We publish new episodes every Sunday on Spotify or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. We have over 200 episodes you can choose from, featuring over 100 guests, and we've linked some of our favorites in the episode description below. And so I'll pick a wide range of episodes for you to start with. I'll share the first one. Pan had this great idea of making our episodes feel a little bit more actionable and putting a lot of our experiences and learnings into like an actionable list of tips and ideas that you can implement in your life. And so one of my favorite ones is an episode called Here's How to Enjoy Meeting New People. This is actually one of our most beloved episodes. I think some of the listeners have responded and said that this episode makes them feel more confident in meeting new people, which they really, really want to do, especially as it's becoming safer to do so. So if you're looking for some actionable tips and ideas for enjoying meeting new people, that's linked below for you to check out.
Yes. And while we love getting to do some reflection on our own and get to share that on the podcast, sometimes there's a lot of merit that comes with processing in real time together. And so one of those episodes where you can really hear us being vulnerable and thinking through things in real time is an episode called Asian American Podcast Duties and Possibilities. We are both Asian American women, and we had, again, been podcasting for a few years at this point. And I think the reflections here are some of the reflections that generally tend to happen behind closed doors, but it was really cool to get to document this and also document it without necessarily a fear of our minds changing, of these beliefs going outdated, because we've already accepted that they will go outdated at some point. And so that is a really real audio journal entry that you can take a listen to better also understand our friendship as well. And like we've mentioned before, we've had over 100 guests on our podcast in the past, and we're excited to bring on more people this year. But just if you want to take a listen to an episode where we discover an underrepresented perspective that we at the time really felt like needed to be shared, I would love to recommend the episode called How the American Dream Has Failed International Students, featuring Nahe, Jun, and John Sa. This one is one that I still look back on really fondly, because this was something that I felt a fire light up under us. We just felt that this was a very timely conversation to have at the time. And I hope that we can again experience that feeling of timing being right, lighting a fire under us to put out an episode that felt really relevant for us and something that we can still look back on and really reflect on how our views have changed or how meaningful that conversation was in our growth.
I still remember hearing that idea of talking to international students from different backgrounds, whether it's from different countries with different career interests. And we created a 3-part series that is also very memorable and meaningful to me too. So those are just 3 ideas for where you can start. They're all linked below. You can also pick one of our other 200 plus episodes to start. And if you enjoy an episode, please share it with a friend and let them know that we are on every podcasting platform. And you can also rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts to amplify these stories and get other people to listen to them and also discover the abundant possibilities that they can choose in their life. Thank you so much for tuning in and getting to know us a little bit. Tan, are you excited for next week's episode?
Yes, I am very excited for next week's episode and the week after that. And I think that our listeners will also be excited to listen to those in the next couple of weeks. So keep following us, stay updated with our content, and we'll see you next episode.
Bye.